The 2005 Nobel laureate for literature has died. Harold Pinter was best known for writing such plays as The Birthday Party, The Homecoming, and Old Times. He adapted other people's novels for the screen as well, including The French Lieutenant's Woman and Handmaid's Tale. Harold Pinter had for years suffered from cancer, and when he died yesterday, he was 78. NPR's Netta Ulubi has this appreciation.
Pinter wrote dozens of plays and essays and poems, but his close friend Henry Wolfe says Harold Pinter's major contribution to English letters was what became known as the theater of menace.
People, for the first time in English drama, spoke in non sequiturs, as if they hadn't heard what had just been said to them. They had heard perfectly well, but they didn't want to respond, so there were these strange pauses and silences.
Brutal pauses punctuate The Birthday Party, a Pinter play from 1957. Two strangers invade a dreary English rooming house and cryptically interrogate its lonesome boarder.
When did you come to this place?
Last year.
Where did you come from?
Somewhere else.
Why did you come here?
My feet hurt.
Why did you stay?
Had a headache.
Did you take anything for it?
Yes.
What?
Fruit salts?
Enos or Andrew?
Yeah.
Did you stir properly? Did they fizz?
No.
Did they fizz?
Wait.
Did they fizz or didn't they fizz?
He doesn't know.
You don't know. When did you last have a bath?
It was very, very sort of frightening in a way, but also hilariously funny.
Henry Wolfe, who directed Pinter's first play, The Room, says at the time no one had seen anything like Pinter's work, and his audiences roared with laughter.
And then the grim hand of reverence took over once Harold became sort of famous, and laughs were harder to come by because he'd become a famous fellow. But the humor's there.
So is the menace, says Penelope Prentice. She's a playwright who's written a book on Pinter.
No other dramatist better understands and dramatizes causes of human violence than Harold Pinter. And that's a big statement if you consider Shakespeare and the Greeks.
Still, Prentice stands by it. She says Pinter's focus on psychological violence changed the nature of drama, especially in depicting the savageries inherent in human relationships.
Jerry.
I was best man at your wedding.
The 1983 film Betrayal, adapted by Pinter from his play, traces a seven-year affair.
I saw you in white. I watched you glide by in white.
I wasn't in white.
Do you know what should have happened?
What?
I should have had you in your white before the wedding. I should have blackened you in your white wedding dress. Blackened you in your bridal dress before ushering you into your wedding as your best man.
My husband's best man. Your best friend's best man.
No. Your best man.
The threat of power was one of Pinter's most consistent themes, and he tried to change not just how we view the world, but how we act in it. He committed himself to human rights, he said, after the 1973 assassination of Chilean President Salvador Allende. More recently, Pinter was a truculent critic of the war in Iraq.
I mean, I'm both deeply engaged in art and deeply engaged in politics. And sometimes those two meet, and sometimes they don't.
Harold Pinter, after learning of his Nobel win. Before cancer got the better of his voice, and before it claimed his life, Pinter wrote a poem about his diagnosis.
I need to see my tumor dead, a tumor which forgets to die. It plans to murder me instead. But I remember how to die, though all my witnesses are dead. But I remember what they said of tumors which would render them as blind and dumb as they had been before the birth of that disease which brought the tumor into play. The black cells will dry up and die, or sing with joy and have their way. They breed so quietly night and day. You never know. They never say.
But in the end, Harold Pinter had the last word. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.